you know, it's funny how all these things been going on these last few weeks, but the truth always gonna come to the light. Everything gonna be televised. Welcome to a new episode of Vibe TV. I'm your host, Rashad, and this week we got so many topics to cover in hip-hop. So many, and we're gonna jump right into it. We're gonna start out with P. Diddy. Now, P. Diddy has been sued a few times this week, actually. His first lawsuit was against Lil Rod. He was a producer on Puff Daddy's Last Love album. Now, he said he didn't get paid for his services on the album. But when he also sued in the lawsuit, this is all alleged, but in the lawsuit, he's saying that he was sexually assaulted. Now, also in the lawsuit, he was saying how he was at Puff Daddy's house on Thanksgiving. He said he went to the bathroom. He said Young Miami's cousin came in there and was groping him. He told her to stop. He came out the bathroom. She tried to continue that attack when he came out that bathroom. He's also suing Puffy for $30 million. He also has a GoFundMe account to help with the suing the Puff on his page. Cuba Good Jr. is putting this lawsuit. Puff Daddy's son Justin is in the lawsuit. Young Miami is named in the lawsuit. Now, his son is putting the lawsuit because they said that his son's responsibility was finding sex workers and underage girls. That's what it's saying in the lawsuit. Also, they have a part of the lawsuit which is redacted. And what they said in the redacted part was they said that it was a Philly rapper who used to date Nicki Minaj. From that, I got Meek Mill. And then they said an R&B artist that did the Super Bowl. With that information, I got Usher. Also, he was a legend that Puff Daddy made him watch a porn video when it was a guy who they was assuming it was Stevie J, but Stevie J already came out, and the guy that was in the video came out and said that it wasn't Stevie J. My whole thing is, how somebody make you watch a video? That's what I don't get. I really didn't understand that part. But also, I really do believe it's a shakedown. I really do. Also, another lady came forward. Now this lawsuit is 2 years ago with Lil Rod. But the lady that came forward, excuse me for not remember her name, but she was a part of the shooting that sent Shine to jail. And she said Puffy shot her. And she said that for the last couple of years, well, she said the last 20-some years, actually, she said she's been harassed, her tires been slashed. She said she can't wait because she said the rap Rico is coming out. She said she got shot in the head. You know, she did a lot. She did a live video. I caught it off of Neighborhood Talk. Shout out to them. It's just real unfortunate when you see things like this happen. You know, innocent people get hurt. You wish the best for everybody involved, but it never ends up that way. Also, I wanted to say, prayers to all the families that's involved. You know, like I said, his kids in the lawsuit, so it's getting real messy. Still speaking on Meek Mill, him and Academics been going at it all week. He got mad at Academics because he said he was the one spreading all the rumors about him, but if Meek Mill would have really listened to himself, he should have known that Ak is only doing his job. He a blogger. That's what he do. If Ak ain't pick up the story, somebody else would have picked it up. He breaks down things going on in the industry. A lot of people don't want to touch stuff like this. But he's making his agenda to do it for the fans. You know, Meek was fighting for his life on Twitter last week. You know, people was putting gay allegations on him and everything, saying he had something to do, saying he had something going on with P. Diddy, allegedly. And he was furious, too. He ended up threatening Ak, said he was going to pull up to his crib, shoot a music video. Said he was going to pee on his steps. Then he just did a video saying he going to hire a private investigator to find out all his information on Ak. Then Ak said that he called the police and had the police show up at his house. Then they said the governor called Meek, and it's just, it's real nasty when it comes to them. Then they talk about boxing. Ask anyone box them. It's just like, come on, man. Something got to give. Something got to give with them, man. I don't know. It's just wild to think about. They've been beefing like almost 8 years now. On and off. It really don't make no sense. But here we are, you know. That's all I can say about it. I wish cooler heads would prevail, but you just never know. I know also last week, concerning Meek Mill, him and his artist, him and one of his folks on Dream Chasers, Vory, they fell out. So now they not no longer on Dream Chasers. It don't take much for people to fall out these days. It don't. You know, Academics is going back and forth with, he had words, him and Asian Doll had words with each other. They was going back and forth. There's definitely no love lost there. He's also him and Joe Budden was going back and forth together. Also, Joe Budden was in the news because he said female rap. He said the female rap wave is over with. He was like, labels aren't spending the money they used to spend on the artist. He said it's a lot. He said it's dying out. But he also said cream rises to the top, which is true. There's certain artists that it don't apply to. They just solidified in their spots. There's some artists that's going to have a real hard time out here adjusting to the new norms. Because nowadays, there's so many different ways to make money in this music industry besides the music. People got all these brand deals and all these other social networks that they bounce off of. It's a full-time job. Some of them got to become content creators. Whatever you got to do to get your bag. As long as you can sleep at night. That's what I say. As long as you can sleep at night. That's all that matters. You know, one thing I like to see last week during Black History Month is Candace Owens was trending because Paul Rosenberg said something about about Joe and Candace sitting down. And Candace told him for Phil. She was not playing with that man. And I don't blame her. I don't blame her at all, man. That man was out of line. He know he was. And I'm glad she made it. I'm so glad. That she showed him what was up. Because the type of time he was on, it just was like, hold up. Hold up, man. You know, also, this week, you know, Charlamagne caught a lot of backlash. He was talking about women with big backs. You know, him and Axe, you know, Charlamagne and Axe beef is very tricky because everybody be of when Daniel's son was coming into his own. And he had Miyagi, but it was at that point where he was ready to become a teacher. And, excuse me, Miyagi wasn't done training him yet. So I say to that, we'll definitely see how things pan out. We'll definitely see. We definitely will see. Give me 1 second. Let me try to pull this video up. I want to play a couple of songs that came out this week. All right, this year glow. That was a little snippet of Year Glow. You know, Glow's going to be coming out with her album this summer, so I can't wait to hear it whenever it drops. Yeah, because, man, I'm trying to also think, too, you know, Chloe came out with a song. It's called FYS. Let's play a little snippet of that. Also, before I forget, Meek Mill did drop an EP. I want to say it was like a six or seven pack. You know, in the midst of all this controversy he going through, he did drop that. Like I said, that was just Chloe Bailey, FYS. I play Glow, yeah, Glow. French Montana dropped his CD. Or mixtape. Let me not give him his just due. We got all this music. I know, let me see what else we got. We got some new Nicki. I'm really trying to hear that right now. Oh, hold up. How could I forget the good old Beyonce? Now, Beyonce got 2 records out.
I like both of them.
This is Texas Hold'em. I like this.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
Now, I do like that song. I do. It made me want to get my little cowboy boots, get my cowboy hat, go out there and get the do-si doing. So, let me see. She got another one called, this one called 16 Carriages.
All right, that was 16 Carriages. That's what I said, man. Beyonce got two bangers. I can't wait for the whole album to come out. This gonna be her second phase to Renaissance. That's the country era. So, yeah. Get on board or get lost. If you're not a Beyonce fan. Excuse me. You know, one thing also I forgot to pinpoint is with everything going on with P. Diddy, his old bodyguard, Gene Deal. Now, he been telling a lot of stories on Puff over the years. He been taking interviews everywhere. He normally does Art of Dialogue. You might catch him some other places, but majority of the time he's on Art of Dialogue. He's like, Boosie the Vlad. You know, so, hey, if you can find something special, hey, do your thing. Now, also when it comes to
Puffy, you know, P. Diddy, whoever you want to call him. Floyd Mayweather had an interview on The Pivot. And he was asked about Puffy. He said he wasn't going to do him dirty. He wasn't going to throw another black man under the bus. You know, he had a daughter with a similar issue. I mean, she was dating. So I guess he felt some type of sympathy for her. But when it comes to the court of public opinion, my boy, nobody want to hear that. Either they found you, either they gonna find you guilty, or they gonna find you innocent. So you just gotta see how the chips gonna fall, you know. Also, I saw on the blogs, I saw how they say Rick Ross broke up with his girl, Christina Mackey. They say he was a. They say he was by himself in the club with a whole bunch of women. You know, to be honest, I don't know what she thought it was. I don't know if she thought she was the one that was going to lock it down, but hey. That man just had a baby. I mean, I don't know how many signs you need to see, but no, it is what it is. You know, I could care any two ways it go, but we're going to report on it. If it's in the tabloids, we report on it. I'll tell you that right now. You know, also, I tried to cover this, but it was right there in my face. So I was like, let me go ahead and put it down there. You know, executive producer Natalie Nunn was just outed by her side dude. That's what they call him. And he told her that, hey, you love me. And Natalie Nunn was like, her man already know about him, and he cool with it. And he said, now, what I do know, is it's messy. It's real messy. You know, she just filmed that, it's like a baddie show. It basically, I think it's girls from Jocelyn's Cabaret. Ooh, excuse me. And then the women from the Baddies. And they was going back and forth, but it was Jocelyn and Natalie going back and forth on the stage. And Natalie saying something of the effect of, you sleep, you eat out girls on your show, or something like that. And then she told Natalie that she got an OnlyFans. Next thing you know, Jocelyn smacks Natalie, and then the security come out of nowhere. And it's also rumored that they say that Rolly got beat up at the show as well. That's what they say. I didn't see no video of it, but that's what they say. It's just, it's a wild time we live in. It is.
Also, the last thing I want to cover is I saw Kelsey do an interview with the Danza Project for what reason 4 years later she will start speaking out. But I saw a few clips. Basically, she's trying to get back in Megan's good graces after she done did what she did, but I doubt if Megan gives her the time of day. And then she tried to say she helped with the start of her career. And they're like, people want, you know, Meg said a long time ago, she said, they use my name for clicks and views. It's sad to see it, really. You know, I think I'm trying to remember that I forget anything. Let me see. Because, I know what I'm doing. So Shannon Sharp also was in the, you know, Shannon Sharp always in the tabloids. Most of the time it's for good stuff, but then a lot of times it's for people hating on him. You know, a video went viral of him jumping out of his Escalade. He was on the way to a liquor signing for his liquor in La Portiere. And on the picture on his Instagram, Antonio Brown took it upon himself So, it is what it is. You know, like I said, you know, this ain't a football podcast, but you know, every once in a while I might touch on some football pieces. Cam Newton, he was talking about the scuffle on his 7-on-7 tournament series. You know, he was just speaking on the fact that at the end of the day, all he want to do is help the kids. And I respect it, man. I wish the coaches would have more respect for Cam Newton and all that he's done. Hopefully he up his security so this won't have to happen again. You know, protect Cam at all costs. I just found out earlier that Russell Wilson just got released from the Denver Broncos, so he's now a free agent. So, it is what it is. Travis Kelce, I'm sorry. Jason Kelce just retired from the Philadelphia Eagles. He was their center after 13 years of the season. I want to say shout out to you, sir, for a well-deserved great career. You know, good luck to your future endeavors. Time spent with your family. Salute. You know, shout out LeBron for reaching that 40,000 mark. And in the NBA, that is no light feat. So shout out to LeBron James. Shout out to Caitlin Clark for reaching that milestone for NCAA women's basketball. Come on, man. Gotta give props with this dude, man. You know. Also just found out that Steph Curry and Aisha are gonna, she's pregnant right now, so she's on the way to having their fourth child, so congratulations to them. So, to that I say, if you found anything interesting, if you found anything you liked, please like, share, and subscribe. We will catch y'all next week. This has been another rendition of Vibe TV. I'm your host, Rashad. Peace.